Does the Rav hold on the legality of a conservative marriage that occurred many years ago, even if the Eidim claim to be Shomer Shabbos? How carefully must this be checked and by whom? Again, retroactively. I've been married for 15 years with what was supposed to have been kosher Eidim and a ksuba, but was officiated by a conservative rabbi, who he asked to keep the wedding according to halacha. My question is, what are the implications for my children or anything else in my life, considering my parents were certainly not married by halachic marriage whatsoever? I know that there are many Israelis who are foregoing marriage completely since they see no purpose in it. Perhaps you can let us know if there is meaning or necessity in remarrying. How do you hold on marriages which were not according to halacha, and the family later becomes more observant? I'm sure this issue comes up a lot these days as people are coming back to the ways of Torah. Thank you for this website, and thank you for welcoming me into your community. Joey Bernstein from Chashmonaim, a good friend of ours and ardent student. First of all, the fact that a conservative rabbi officiated does not invalidate the marriage. A marriage is not made by the officiating rabbi. It's made by the witnesses and what exactly transpired, if something of value was given from the man to the woman, and what was said properly, and there was a ksuba, and the sheva brachas were made. If all of that happened, then there's no need for you to remarry. If your ksuba wasn't written properly, it should be shown to somebody who would know. Maybe it has to be rewritten, because your man is not allowed to live with his wife without a kosher ksuba. The fact that someone is the product of a non-halachic marriage does not affect that child at all. A mamzer, an illegitimate child in halacha, is a product of incest or adultery, and not the product of a merely living out of wedlock or out of halachic wedlock. Not only that, when two people live together for the sake of marriage and there are religious Jews that know about it, could be that in itself affects a kosher marriage. In any case, one should check with a competent Orthodox rabbi exactly what the circumstances were of his marriage, what his ksuba looks like, what exactly transpired, and then the decision will be made whether one needs to do anything more than just fixing up the ksuba or actually having another marriage with sheva brachas and so on.